Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Ings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week, I think we need to focus on the Reserve Bank's decision to cut interest rates 0.25%. I think it was generally in line with the expectations, but the tone of the discussion and also the revisions to their inflation and growth outlook suggest that there is the possibility of a further 25 basis point cut later this year. So it might be useful to just go through some of those discussion points. The second topic is just quickly an update on what's happening in the US in terms of their various tariff negotiations. Obviously, it remains an incredibly fluid situation with lots of uncertainty. So perhaps a quick update on what we're looking at in terms of US tariffs and what's next for that type of discussion. Last week, the Reserve Bank decided to cut the repo rate by 25 basis points, taking it down to 7.25%. I think in the end, that was probably in line with market expectations, although I guess a few people expected interest rates to remain on hold. The decision was unanimous in the sense that all the members of the MPC voted in favor of a rate cut, although one member wanted a 50 basis points rate reduction. In making the decision, the Reserve Bank highlighted a couple of factors. The first is that they acknowledged South Africa's growth rate has deteriorated, particularly in the first couple of months of the year. If you look at mining and manufacturing output, that's declined quarter on quarter. And as a consequence, the Reserve Bank has revised down their growth estimate for this year. In total, they now expect the South African economy to grow at 1.2%. At one point, the Reserve Bank had a growth rate that was closer to 1.5%. So a meaningful downward revision to the growth estimate. And unfortunately, you would have to say that there's further risk to the downside, given that we just don't have any factors driving South Africa's growth in a positive way. The 25 basis points reduction in rates will obviously help at the margin, but I just don't think it's going to really boost the economy meaningfully. The other big change the Reserve Bank made was to revise down the inflation forecast. They now have an average of 3.2% for this year in total. That's an impressive average if it can be achieved. And clearly the Reserve Bank is comfortable with the currency remaining reasonably under control. They feel obviously the oil price remains contained and they're not expecting any significant upward surprises to any of the key components within the inflation basket. From our perspective, there must be some upside risk that pushes inflation higher towards the end of the year. We are off a fairly low base, and so it wouldn't take a whole lot for inflation to disappoint to the upside. But clearly the Reserve Bank is comfortable with where inflation is tracking. And more than that, there is this active discussion around changing the inflation target. The governor of the Reserve Bank highlighted that there's been quite a lot of progress on the discussions of a new inflation target, and it is entirely feasible that they announce or that National Treasury announces a new inflation target when they present the October medium-term budget policy statement. We expect that target to be 3% instead of the current range of 3-6%. With some leeway around the 3%, possibly a 1% band either side. So you effectively end up with a range of 2-4%. That would be in line with the general average within emerging markets. And the Reserve Bank has been highlighting for quite some time that our current inflation target is simply too high. It's well above the average for emerging markets, and they would be more comfortable with a target around 3%. The question is obviously then going to be, what's it going to take for us to achieve that 3% target? The Reserve Bank is arguing that they don't necessarily have to keep interest rates elevated to a significant extent, and that while they don't have a 3% forecast for the next couple of years, they obviously feel that once we've got a target of 3%, that will start to shape inflation expectations, and that over time they'll be able to work inflation lower towards that 3% average. From my perspective, again, I think there's some upside risks to that estimate. There are a lot of potential cost pressures that South Africa could face if we try to develop our infrastructure more fully. And some of those cost pressures, I think, will be passed on to the consumer, particularly around water, sanitation, electricity. And then we've got other costs that are in the system. Medical aid inflation in South Africa is over 10%, and I don't think it's coming down anytime soon. So we are in a bit of a sweet spot in terms of inflation, simply because we've got a negative inflation rate for the fuel price. We've got subdued food and housing inflation. And so we're enjoying a phase of particularly low inflation. Unfortunately, that doesn't mean that that's going to persist on an ongoing basis. But anyway, we'll take the reduction as a good outcome. I think it does provide a bit of a boost to confidence. And as I said, at the margin, it may help South Africa's growth a little bit further. And then I guess to finish off, we do expect that the Reserve Bank could follow up this interest rate cut with another cut of 25 basis points. The Reserve Bank is right on the growth rates and they remain disappointing and inflation remains subdued, there wouldn't be any reason why the Reserve Bank shouldn't be able to cut rates another 25 basis points. I don't think they'll be willing to do much more than that, because then it starts to put particularly the rand at risk of significant depreciation. But to argue that the Reserve Bank could take interest rates down a further 25 basis points seems reasonable under current circumstances. So a good outcome, and we'll see how things progress over the next quarter. To finish off this week's podcast, I think it might be useful to have a quick update on where we stand with US tariff implementation. During the week, there was an important court decision. The court ruled that President Trump had overreached in terms of his tariff announcements and that most of the tariffs he has implemented are simply illegal. That was quickly counteracted by the Trump administration, filing a set of documents at the appeals court, and the Court of Appeals said in the US that the tariffs remain in place for the moment while they review the decision. That review, as I understand, is going to happen very quickly, and so we expect an outcome of that within the first couple of weeks of this month, and then we'll have a better understanding of whether Trump's tariffs will persist or not. In the end, it's possible that this will go all the way to the Supreme Court, because if any of the courts do rule that Trump has overreached, I expect that the president and his advisors will simply counteract that with an additional appeal. So this could end up being a fairly drawn out process. On top of that, we did have comments from Scott Bessent, the finance guy, who said that the negotiations with China are not progressing well and that there doesn't seem to be a significant amount of progress. And clearly, there is the risk that some of those tariffs revert to previous higher levels, and that would be very unfortunate at this stage. And then we did have some better news, I guess. There was a discussion around a trade deal with Japan that seems to be progressing reasonably well, and we do expect to see some sort of announcement within the coming days. So we remain in a fairly fluid situation. There's always the risk that some additional measures are introduced. And in the background, we're very aware that the 90-day extensions to some of these tariffs is drawing to a close, and that if there isn't a finalization of some of the agreements, you could find particularly the reciprocal tariffs going back to the historically high levels. So while it might feel that there's not necessarily a whole lot of tariffs being altered right now, in the background there's a huge amount going on, and I don't think we must be too complacent to suggest that we passed the worst. I think there's a significant amount that can be announced that can still disrupt the US economy and can certainly disrupt financial markets. So we'll continue to try and monitor that and update it in our weekly document. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.